one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. There we go. Gotta bear with me, you know, because now that we got our sound back, got a new headset to go along with it. You know, gotta bear with us.
What's up, man?
Hold on. Hello, everybody. Sunday
What's up,
night.
Man?
Wait a minute, William. Wait a minute. Gotta do the intro.
What's up, man?
All right. Can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, then William didn't hear me. William didn't hear me. Okay, there's that echo. Tony C.
Tony?
We got a... Let me see here. Tony C?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, there we go. Now we're sounding okay. Anyways, welcome everybody to our coverage of the 2017 WWE Survivor Series live here on Rant EM Radio. And that echo is going to kill me all night. Hold on.
What's up, man?
William, okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Anyways. Welcome, everybody, to the Survivor Series coverage here on Rant EM Radio. Bear with us with the technical problems, only because we finally got our sound back, got a new headset, and I'm just getting adjusted to it. It doesn't sound quite right, but I'm getting accustomed to it. It's this ugly neon green, by the way. Anyways, and I was just in Publix all of 15 minutes ago, and I all asked to be here. Anyways, it is the Survivor Series AA, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One.
Good evening.
And we're also being joined by Mr. Morgan himself from the Sports Report, William Morgan. And I think we're also going to be joined by the boys up in the Decker Dome, so we're going to see what's going on with them. We're going to be here for the next hour. We're going to lead you right up to bell time up in Houston, Texas. We're going to run down the card, give our predictions, do all that fun, fun, fun stuff. And then, of course, at the conclusion of the evening, we'll be back here recapping what went down during our post show. And yes, as I said before, we do have our drops back.
God damn.
Okay. So I don't have the Vince Survivor Series drop because I didn't have time to cut that, but it's here in spirit. And look at this. Am I seeing two announce tables up on the stage? I think I am. Does that mean the announcers are going to duke it out?
They're going to be split.
Oh, my goodness. Because Corey Graves does Raw and SmackDown, so it's going to
he's going to sit right in that in between spot.
Anyways, we'll see what happens. Now, here we go. The Survivor Series, of course, the Cruiserweight title is on the line. That's going to happen right now. We're going to go briskly. I'm a little flustered. I've got a sub waiting for me to devour, but hold on, I'm still getting myself all situated here. Here we go. All right. Let's talk about this match that's up on the screen. Enzo and Kalisto, Cruiserweight title on the line, kickoff match. Now, if you were watching the kickoff earlier, apparently Elias defeated Matt Hardy, I believe.
Poor broken Matt Hardy.
Well, you know, when your brother Jeff isn't around, these things happen.
That's not a show-on-show match.
It's not supposed to be. You know. Anyways, like I said, Elias defeated Matt Hardy 9 minutes 15 seconds. It's going to be very interesting. we'll go around the room, see what's going on, give everybody's predictions. Of course, you in the chat room, you can leave your predictions in the chat room as well. We'll start with Tony C. Tony C, Enzo, Rey Kalisto, as you like to call him, who are you going with in this match as the match gets underway?
Enzo's going to win it.
You're going with Enzo? I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, but I'm going to wait for everybody to give their predictions first. Surfer.
I'm going with Enzo.
You're going with Enzo. Okay. What about you, William Morgan?
I'm going with Enzo. Keep that good heat going.
Well, I am going with Enzo Amore as well. However, based on the reports and the dirt sheets and everything that I read, I would be remiss in giving my opinion here and saying that I feel Neville's going to come back and after the match, of course, and get retribution on Enzo. He'd kick his ass.
As a face.
So,
he was a heel when he left.
So it'll be interesting. Wow, is that spicy. Anyways, I'm going with Enzo. And there's old Teddy Long 2017 version. Old peanut head. Anyways, the next match on Exactly. Now, there's another match on the kickoff. So this would make three matches on the kickoff and six matches on the main card. And we're going to see some tag team action when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will go head-to-head with Breezango. My, have the mighty have fallen, huh? I don't know. I guess it's not a knock on them that they're going to have to work the pre-show, right? On Kevin Owens. Or I could be wrong. I don't know.
I think they're going to cost Team SmackDown the match anyway. Well, I know we're going to get into that.
Well, it's supposed to be heat on Owens and...
Sammy?
And Sammy, yeah, you know.
Because they're...
They're supposed to stick a beat down in the ring after they lost to the New Day and they bailed and... Got sent home on a tour.
They went into business for themselves.
Yeah. You think that's a work or?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. What is a work and what isn't? They do so much crap now. That's hard to tell. But anyways, Surfer. Or Tony C, did you give your pick?
Yeah, I said Enzo.
No, I'm talking about Owens and Sami Zayn.
Oh.
Breezango.
Yeah, I'm going with the Breezango too.
I know it's not polite to eat on the air, but the hell with you. You're going with Breezango. William Morgan.
I got Zane Owens.
I'm going with Sami Zayn's and Kevin Owens as well. But there could be a distraction that gives Breezango the victory. You never know. By the way, coming up tonight, following the Survivor Series, which could end at sometime next Friday, this new documentary called WWE 365, it's a year in the life of a WWE superstar. So, they're going to follow Kevin Owens. It premieres tonight after the Survivor Series. Finally, we get to the main card. Okay? As I take another bite of this sandwich, by the way. So, hold on.
It's crunchy.
I added chips to it. It's a ham and turkey. Spicy turkey. With cheese, bacon, lettuce, pickles, tomato, mayonnaise, mustard, vinegar, oregano, black pepper, and barbecue potato chips. So, anyways, back to the Survivor Series.
You should go into business for yourself.
I should. Well, I have in a way, haven't I? I mean, this is my network after all.
I mean, you know, a cooking business.
I've thought about it, and it's very possible it could happen. That'll be another story for another day. All right. Now, last night, NXT TakeOver the War Games. Good event. Of course, William Morgan is here because he hasn't slept all night, probably. His girl, Ember Moon, is a new NXT Women's Champion.
Mouth of the Hindo. That was tonight.
I thought she was supposed to be coming up soon. I guess that's the change of plans, unless she's going to drop it not long after winning it.
Anything's possible in NXT Surfer. Anything's possible. I didn't think Drew McIntyre was going to lose his title, and he lost it last night. But I think he called it.
I missed that match. Who did he lose to?
He lost to Andrade Cien Almas. And I think he lost the title because he called an audible in the match. Because he hurt himself during the match. So. That's what I think. But we'll see. I love how they word this. Six-man inter-brand tag team match. The Shield of Monday Night Raw versus SmackDown's New Day. We'll start with Surfer.
And my heart wants the New Day to win, but we know it's going to be the Shield.
What if it's not? What if it is the New Day?
Well, I would personally be happy, but... You know, we talking about the top guys. They're going with the Shield. The Shield's going to win.
Okay. Tony C.
Oh!
Okay, William Morgan.
Whose match is this now?
Oh, the Shield versus the New Day.
Oh, the Shield.
Okay. William Morgan.
I got New Day.
I'm going with the Shield... Only because it's the smart choice. But if they want to shake things up, they should have the New Day go over.
That's all I'm thinking.
You know? But we'll see what happens.
Well, the one thing is, the Shield hasn't had a chance to be the Shield since they come back together because of illness and stuff, so.
That damn Roman Reigns. Raw versus SmackDown, champion versus champion, when Alexa Bliss, the Raw Women's Champion, will go up against the SmackDown Women's Champion and new champion, Charlotte Flair. We'll start with William Morgan on this one.
You know how I feel about Bliss. I can't stand Alexa Bliss. I don't think she can wrestle in the ring. I don't think she's very, very good. I think Charlotte's going to take this one in a wrong.
All right. What about you, Surfer?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Charlotte. They gave her the belt because they want Charlotte to go over. I don't think they would have let Natalya go over, but...
You know why they let her go over, right?
Uh-huh?
You know why they let her go over, right?
Ooh, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Well, she is the top female. She's the highest paid, and she's a Flair.
Well, that's part of it, but that's not the reason why.
What's the other reason?
They were in Charlotte on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. I know that part, too.
All right. Yeah. Tony C.
This is the ladies' match, right?
The first of many. The first of two, I should say.
We're going with Team Raw.
So you're going with Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Over Charlotte.
Alexa.
Okay.
Over Charlotte. Yep, they got to make it look good.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Make it look strong.
I can't pick the Ultimate Rugrat to win this match. I can't do it, man. I can't.
I'm going with Alexa Bliss as well. I think it would... They got to make her look very strong. And I think defeating Charlotte would do that. The rest of the women will be in Survivor Series elimination format when Team Raw, comprised of Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, and Bayley, will go up against Team SmackDown, comprised of Bayley, Carmella, Naomi, Tamina, and Natalya.
Bayley again.
Huh?
You said Bayley again.
I did. I said Tamina.
Yeah.
Naomi, Tamina, Carmella, Natalya, and Becky.
it just sounded like you said Bailey twice. I'm right, mate. I might have heard you twice. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Take it for 1 minute, okay?
Well, this is a question of who y'all think is going to win, fellas.
And we on the SmackDown. We on the elimination match for the women, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna go with SmackDown women on this one because they're gonna lose the title match.
I think it's gonna be the women because of the men's match, but
I think it's gonna be the Raw women because of Asuka.
I think something's going to happen to eliminate Raw women without them being pinned or eliminated. Asuka is the one person they might want to look strong, but I don't think both women from Raw are going to win. So either Alexis wins or the Raw women. I mean, I don't think they both will win.
There's the either-or situation.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Right.
But I think the women's match has more to do with the men's match. Plus, championship match, we're probably going to win that. So, if the question is, do they want a clear winner between Raw and SmackDown, or they want it to be more even with maybe, one win deciding the whole thing?
I think it's going to be lopsided. But I think the match that's most important, obviously, is the men's elimination match, and that's where it's going to be determined. But I think for one show is going to lead most of the night.
Because, I'd rather be something close as far as the matches until the end. Because if it looks like just one side is beating the other, then, they're telling you they don't care about one show, which is usually SmackDown overall.
Oh. Well, Enzo defeated Kalisto, by the way, for those of you that are keeping score.
Yeah.
Well, so did you guys give your... Okay, Surfer. Team Raw.
I think the SmackDown women's going to win.
You think SmackDown's going to win, okay. Tony C.
SmackDown women.
And William Morgan.
Raw women.
You're going with Monday Night Raw. I'm going with Team SmackDown. I have a feeling SmackDown is going to take the lead most of the night. That's how I think of it. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Let me see here. I'm going to check the chat room. Nobody's in the chat room. But of course, if you're in the chat room... respond. Do something. Anyways. Let's see here. Next match on the docket. Champion versus champion. Non-title match. Raw versus SmackDown. When the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, faces United States Champion, Baron Corbin. Let's start with Tony C on this one.
The Miz has got to win. Because he's been talking all this trash. So I'm going to go with The Miz.
Surfer.
I'm going with The Miz, too. He got The Miz to ride.
Okay. What about you, William Morgan? Okay. William?
I got The Miz as well.
I got The Miz. I find it hard to believe that he would lose this match because, to lose to Baron Corbin.
I'm surprised.
Double A
they want Baron Corbin in this match at all. Like they've taken belts off everybody else that they thought wasn't going to get bring in the views. Why would they trust Baron Corbin?
This is a bathroom break,
and it's a damn shame too. I don't know what it is with Baron Corbin. He's very I like his talent, but he just doesn't have that it factor to help get him over.
Here's this goofball PR, Sam Roberts.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
With
that goofy-ass hair of his. Anyways, for those of you that didn't, I talked about it yesterday. during the pre-show for the War Games, and that there was, and Tony C, you missed it because you had to go take your medicine, but there was a Chinaman that broke into Charlie Caruso's live spot. So
China, Oriental?
Yeah, or maybe it was Renee Young. It was somebody. But no, wait a minute. I think it was Peter Rosenberg, maybe. I don't know. It was one of these goofballs. anyways. Let me see here. Yeah, The Miz has to win. Doesn't make sense.
I mean, come on now. The Miz is a strong heel champion. Baron Corbin hasn't, you know, he just seemed like he's just he thinks the world is owed to him, and he acts that way. And it's not that good of a heel.
Old Drew McIntyre 2.0.
Yeah, but Drew McIntyre's issues were not his fault.
So. Yeah, not all his fault. No, not his fault. No.
Next match, tag team action, non-title match, champion versus champion, Raw versus SmackDown. The Raw tag team champions Cesaro and Sheamus will go up against the SmackDown tag team champions Jimmy and Jay, the Usos. Tony C, we know you love the Samoans, so let's see what you have to say about this.
Don't lie on me about that. I'm going with the Bar.
The Bar.
And the Bar.
Why don't they call their team officially that? I mean, there's no. They don't come out and their Titantron doesn't say the Bar. Their nameplate doesn't say the Bar. Doesn't say anything like that. They're just Sheamus and Cesaro. You know. Anyways. So you're going with the Bar. Surfer.
I'm going with the Oos.
You're going with the Oos.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Oos?
Right. William Morris.
Everybody's an Oos, right?
Everybody's an Oos. You know? Everybody's an Oos. Everybody's a jackass. I don't know. William Morgan.
I got it. Oh.
You're going with the Oos. I'm going with... I'm going with the Usos as well. I think it would be kind of silly.
I don't think they would have won had it still been two-thirds of the Shield, but... And, hey, the Usos, they put on the best match that last pay-per-view.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It looks like they're on a mini roll, and if they wanted to keep that going, they would have them win. Sheamus and Cesaro doesn't need to win.
All right. the first of two main events. Okay? And now we can slow it down a little. Again, champion versus champion, non-title match, Raw versus SmackDown. When the Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar, goes one-on-one against the WWE champion, AJ Styles.
Surfer. This would go a long way if AJ got the win in this match for him. I mean, he's already like super over, but for him to get a win over Brock Lesnar, I mean, there's nothing you can say after that point, but I still think they're going to give it to Brock.
Okay. Tony C.
AJ should win because, hell, Brock lost to a 50-year-old Goldberg.
A year ago.
So, yep. Exactly. So, it's like...
It's ridiculous, huh?
So,
Brock
shouldn't be able to beat nobody.
No one can say Brock has looked strong at all this year since he's gotten the belt back from Goldberg. I mean, Joe took him to the limit. Braun Strowman gave him all he can handle. So, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if he lost to AJ, but...
He shouldn't surprise you if he lost... Hell, he lost to a 50-year-old out-of-shape Goldberg. That was the tipping point.
That was last year.
By the way, I want to comment on something I just saw on television. I mean, I don't want to veer off on a tangent, but the idea is fresh in my head. I saw a... you guys remember that episode of Fresh Prince where Will's dad walked out on him?
Yeah.
I saw a meme today that from that episode, and instead of Will Smith, dressed in the same clothes was Jason Jordan. So.
Why don't he want me, man?
Oh, cry, man.
Anyways, so Tony C, you said it. You said AJ should win, but Brock is probably going to win.
They're probably. Somebody's going to, whoever AJ is going to face at this next pay-per-view probably going to distract him, and he'll get the win. Brock will get the win.
Okay.
So, Brock.
Well, this is going to be interesting because we know Brock can't do with so many limited moves, and he can't wrestle for so long. And even though there's a big size and strength advantage, AJ can just outrun this guy if he really want to. So we're going to see how it's handled, you know? You think it's going to just be a one-sided beatdown, or you think AJ's going to put on an aerial assault that Brock can't keep up with?
I doubt that. I find it very hard to believe that AJ is going to start flying around like a damn hummingbird.
I don't mean like Luchador flying around, but, you know.
I don't think so. You know, but you never know. Brock, you know, AJ could try to go for the phenomenal forearm, and Brock could clip him or catch him. You know? Apparently there was audio of Shawn Michaels yesterday at War Games. After one, something happened, and there's audio of him saying, "I'm too old for this shit."
That sounds about right.
Oh, I kind of missed the post. Who did the post show last night?
Phil and Choppy.
Phil and Choppy.
So, let me ask you, do y'all feel that War Games is give the company enough confidence to use it?
The guys pulled it off. I will say that. The match was very good.
Yeah, it was.
Will they do it again?
Imagine the weapons enhanced it a bit.
A little bit, but I think the right people are going to have to be in that match to be able to do it again. You know, and they even made it feel, you know, like heavy duty. You know, let me see if I can cue up some audio from last night, because last night what happened was when the cage started lowering, ring announcer Mike Rome was running down the rules, and he gets in there and he gives it his best, you know, "Let the War Games begin." And I was like, oh shit, they're really going along with it.
Match Beyond too.
And they called it the Match Beyond, that's right. That's old school, man. You know, I was very pleased with that.
When all members get in, then the Match Beyond will begin. I was like, whoa, they brought that in too.
Let me fast forward here. All right, I think let me fast forward just a little bit more here to pipe up some audio. Here we go.
From each team starting the match. After 5 minutes, the remaining two members from one team will be released to enter the match. After a 3-minute period, the remaining two members from a second team enter the match. Following another 3-minute period, the final team's members are released to enter the match. A victory via pinfall or submission can only be attained once all three teams have entered War Games. Escape the cage, and your team forfeits the match. And now, let the War Games begin!
You see, that's pretty cool.
Did you like them letting in teams at a time as opposed to, like, individual from
a different team? I didn't like it, but it also would have delayed that match so much had they gone one by one. You know, I think they did okay by that.
There was a 3-minute interval between
the periods.
They cut it down to 2 minutes?
No, well, it was the first period is 5, and I believe in this particular one, after that it was 2 minutes. Before, it was the first period is 5 minutes, and then it's 2-minute intervals after that. That's the original rules.
So I thought they said 3 minutes. Well, okay.
No, but this one was probably 3 minutes now. Those are the new rules. The original
rules of 2 minutes the and old put rule, them in.
Well, still, it would have been still too long. Let's see what Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are yapping about.
SmackDown, that we have been relegated to having a match with those two fellas tonight.
Hey, you know, if these two idiots want to play cops, they should just give up on the fashion files already and start investigating a real crime. Because this is the building where I won my first Intercontinental title. This is the building where I became Universal Champion. No, no, no. Those weren't your moments. They were my moments. So shut the hell up. I'm not done talking. And tonight I should be making history here again because Sammy and I should be leading Team SmackDown to victory over Raw, and we're not. And that is because of Shane McMahon.
I mean, wow. When you're right, you're right. And Kevin, you're right. You could not be more right. And if those two fellows, if Breezango, if they really want to be detectives, they should be trying to get to the bottom of this insane vendetta that Shane McMahon so clearly has with us.
Or they could be trying to get to the bottom of how is it possible that Shane McMahon is still the commissioner of SmackDown Live after putting his entire roster in harm's way, after making SmackDown Live an unsafe working environment by forcing Raw to show up last Tuesday and beat everyone down.
Me personally, I was a little concerned for my well-being.
Yeah, as you should have been. Our lives were in danger.
Hey, so we just did what we had to do. We did what we always do. We did the right thing. And we escaped because we are not going to allow ourselves to be pawns in Shane McMahon's propaganda machine. We're not going to get caught in the crosshairs of some twisted sibling rivalry. Okay? Quite frankly, that was not our fight. And that was not our problem. And tonight, we're...
Well, all right. So they're basically venting, you know?
They're putting their grievances out there.
Ay, ay, ay. Don't tell me. Yeah. Now Brazonga's going to say something. Hold on. Let's see what they're going to say.
By the way, from Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Now... We got an anonymous tip about two optical offenders harassing the WWE Universe here in Houston.
Yeah. And by the smell of it, I think we found them right here.
Oh, that's them, Dango. That stench, all that unmanicured facial hair. That's like 10 different violations at least.
Hey, would you look at that, Kevin? It's the police.
Did you say something, Paperboy, huh? Well, I got a little headline for you here. Local sexy cop hero saves Survivor Series from two fashion felons.
Nice.
Subheading, they are rewarded handsomely.
Subheading, it's violation time.
You condone this, Saxton?
Okay. Do you condone that, Silver?
I wasn't even paying attention to it. It just seemed like it was just a waste.
By the way, there are three Canadians wrestling in this match. For those that care. Mm-hmm. All right. Did we finish giving our picks about AJ and Brock?
I didn't give mine.
Go ahead, William.
I got AJ.
Will it be its deciphered pin or something else like a count out or disqualification?
I think it's going to be something else.
Who's supposed to get the title match for SmackDown? Who's going to be the future number one contender? At what? Clash of the Champions is next, right?
That's a Raw pay-per-view, sure. I think.
No, the next pay-per-view is SmackDown.
It's SmackDown. Yeah. You're right. It is Clash of the Champions. I believe it's going to be Jinder.
He's going to get a rematch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jinder probably going to... What? I thought he was hurt.
Yeah, but between here and there, he could be back.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to figure out how they can do this finish without making AJ look small.
Plus, Jinder might be on a roll after beating Triple H over in India.
Maybe.
I thought they canceled the end of your tour.
No, they canceled one of the 3 dates.
Yeah, one of the 3 dates was canceled. Huh. So your boy Trips is going to face Jinder.
Yeah, to make it the big main event to try to get people to come out and buy tickets.
The King of Kings is real close to getting that Universal title here. In 2018, he getting it, so... You ready?
Oh, for God's sakes.
I know, right?
He ain't never had the Fruit Loop belt. You know you gotta have every belt ever created. So, be ready. 2018 is the year of the game.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want
Don't be mad because my boy Tan Line is. If you notice the tan line around his waist is kind of fading.
It's
kind of sad that he has to fill in.
Yeah.
Wrestle, you know. They say the WWE ain't making no stars. I think that's on them. I mean, I don't think they don't have the stars. They're not allowing people to become stars. And then they fall back to bringing in Cena and Triple H for this match.
Right.
Oh, hell. They're going to bring Dwayne back for Mania. So what you saying?
He's only there because Mania is also known to bring in celebrities. It's not necessarily, mm-hmm. you know.
You need to go on RNN, the Rock News Network.
Now, come on.
Rock all the time.
Come on, he fits the bill knowing how to wrestle and being a celebrity. That's why they would bring him in for WrestleMania. I don't think he should wrestle a match myself either. But I understand why he shows up for WrestleMania because he's still a mainstream celebrity.
What a payday, man.
That too. He got to push that Rampage movie.
Yep.
God. Man, another video game movie. Thank you very much.
Hey,
old video game at that.
But it's a good one, though.
Going to take on giant monsters now, okay? So, and he took on Earthquakes. He's going to take on Shazam. He can take on anybody.
Vince?
Jumanji?
Yeah, he's going to take on jungle creatures and everything?
I think he's going to take on Monopoly next. Anyways.
That song is going to... He's going to be the next president. He better run.
Yeah, somebody needs to take on Trump.
That, and I think they need to make a Saved by the Bell movie and he can play Mr. Belding. Might as well have him do everything.
He's doing everything anyway.
Exactly. He can play Carl Winslow. He can play Carl Winslow, Cliff Huxtable.
In the back.
they even talk about
the business man in Hollywood.
Mike Brady.
Him voicing Detective Pikachu.
Oh my god, yo.
Yeah.
Vince, what do you have to say about that?
It's the Survivor Series!
Okay.
Somebody got to get screwed tonight. Now it's 20 years to almost to the date.
Well, what,
somebody got to get screwed.
Whose hometown are they in?
They're in, well, they're in Booker T's hometown. Yeah. So let them screw Booker T.
Yeah.
Well, oh, the hometown, whose home state are they in?
They're in a lot of home states. A lot of Stone Cold, Booker T, Shawn Michaels.
But who's wrestling?
Shawn Michaels going to come down to Sweet Chin Music with somebody. That's going to be the swerve.
This is his pay-per-view.
Somebody.
Let me see. Let me look at the list here. Anybody? Nobody on the list is from Houston.
If let me ask you guys a question.
If the main
event is the elimination tag match, does that mean it's going to be a swerve at the end?
Well, the hero last year's elimination chamber is no longer with the company.
Who was that?
Elimination chamber.
Who was that?
Who was that?
James Ellsworth.
Oh, well, come on. James Ellsworth.
He was the hero last year's.
Yeah, but still.
I'm glad he's gone.
He eliminated Braun Strowman single-handedly.
I'm glad he's gone.
He was good. I don't have an issue with James
Ellsworth.
I thought they should have gave him a chance with the cruiserweights.
No, there was talk. I'll talk about this because we have a few minutes to kill before we get to that main event. Vince had an idea for James Ellsworth to become a transgender wrestler.
Yes.
And to face Charlotte for the women's title at WrestleMania.
I saw that, yeah.
He basically got released for the money. He could have been getting paid that much from the start. So, I mean, like, they really want to save money. There's bigger contracts they can let go.
He's a jobber, and he got a year out of this, and it's more, and it's most than,
and he beat AJ Styles.
Yeah,
he's probably had the best jobber run.
He's lived his
exactly
ever.
So let's say they got rid of transgender wrestler and a gay wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to overthink this?
No,
an idea of a transgender. Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's other fruities backstage that are going to come out.
They haven't.
It's 2017.
I don't think WWE was too happy about Whitcomb out himself. But once he did, they couldn't, like, they had to act like they were, you know.
Well,
my whole thing is, why let James Ellsworth be your world champion and just send him on his way? That was horrible. That was the worst idea ever. That's like hard work Bobby Walker beating Ric Flair.
He was there for more than a year.
A little bit more than a year.
Not like he beat him and then got released a month later.
I wouldn't give a damn. He beat the world. He could go to TNA or Ring of Honor saying, I beat a WWE champion.
He's in position to make money wherever he goes. He has name recognition.
Now he does, yeah. So,
and he's known for beating AJ Styles.
He could probably make just as much as he was making in WWE.
And there's already reports out there saying he's looking for $1,500 per appearance.
Well, that's not too bad. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have won their match, by the way.
Yeah.
Squash Breezango. These guys are officially the Beverly Brothers. They're a joke.
I have not heard that name in years, Tony C.
Well, the Beverly Brothers? Yeah, man.
That's
Breezango now. But James Ellsworth beat the world champion. That's just terrible. And y'all future endeavor, man.
If you could get a win over a world's champion, you should work with the company forever.
Now
you should work with him longer than a year.
What? He was originally brought in to do a one-day job.
I wouldn't give a damn what he was originally brought in to do.
Him getting his ass kicked by Braun Strowman so much, they kept him on.
But he beat the world champion on that show. That's what I'm saying.
He did.
Find me a world champion. Find me somebody who beat the world champion that was gone from the company a year later.
Oh, they're playing people. Come on now. Stop acting like that should give you job security.
ain't said to give you jobs. It should give you job security longer than a year. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they're cutting costs, so they let people go. Why they let Emma
that
go? Let,
that show that they're writing style don't know what the hell they doing.
Why they let Emma go? Why they letting anybody go?
Emma wasn't very
cheated. Emma didn't beat Alexa Bliss or whoever had that Raw belt. James Ellsworth, but still, 10 world champion.
Everything has to do with cost cutting. It's not like, when the last time James Ellsworth had a match?
What I'm saying to you is WWE booking staff, writers, don't know what the hell they doing. Because there's no way you let a guy like that beat your world champion. That's the point. Okay, I understand John Cena beating Seth Rollins when he was the world champ. I get that. Yeah, James Ellsworth shouldn't have been nowhere around.
It did not matter, and it was a wonky win anyway. It wasn't like he pinned him clean and pinned
it
him.
It don't matter.
It does.
No, the hell it don't. He can walk out there and say, I beat the world champion.
It does so.
Will you? Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You're wrestling a match against me, and Braun Strowman comes down and squashes you, then I get the pin. That means I beat you, and that's bad booking?
I'm not a fan
talking
of
Ellsworth.
I'm not a fan of Ellsworth.
Oh, no, you're not mad at Ellsworth. You're mad at the booking.
I'm not a fan of his at all, but it seems to be that you would, if you thought him, deemed him worthy enough to put him in there against your world champion on a show, you think you have longer than a year.
Who's to say
exactly?
Who's to say they won't bring him back in a couple of months?
Possible. It's possible. We've seen WWE do that before.
You know, they might say, hey, we can bring you back at this lower cost.
Possible.
That's like back in the day, Barry Horowitz beat Hulk Hogan. And then a year later, his ass gone from the company. Man, please. Horowitz would have been there for life.
Horowitz wouldn't have been going from the company because they used jobbers more back in the day than they do now.
But it's not like Ellsworth can't wrestle. So if you would have put him on 205 Live, he almost would have been a perfect fit.
To see what he could do. Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, maybe they'll give him a cheaper contract and he'll say, okay, no problem.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. One more match on the docket. And it's the biggest match of the night. Raw versus SmackDown. For bragging rights, so to speak. Well, it is for
more than that.
Rights. It's for honor. It's for a lot of things.
More than that.
What?
There's a career on the line.
There is?
Paul Kurt Angle. Yeah.
Well, that's right. He'll be fired. His job's
on the line.
Yeah.
Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw comprised of Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Triple H. Against Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, and John Cena.
Cena.
That's dude, though.
Well, Tony, you need John Cena to.
You don't need John Cena
for Braun Strowman, so.
Of course,
you know, for a day.
Tony C, we'll start with you.
Team SmackDown gonna win. Team Raw's gonna get screwed somehow, some way. We'll have a new general manager. Hopefully Sting will come in and be the general manager.
So y'all think that he'll no longer be general manager? Will he become a wrestler then, or he'll just go off TV?
Him and Triple H gonna fight at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but that's months from now.
I know. That's and called a big.
How Triple H gonna fight Kurt if he's gonna fight Shane?
He's not fighting Shane. He's gonna fight. Where now, you get the Shane like thing
Triple H
for?
Shane fighting for forever now.
No.
Okay. So is Kurt gonna wrestle between now and WrestleMania or not?
Possibly.
That's the question. Possibly. Yeah.
He could be in the Royal Rumble.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Triple H cost him that.
Yeah.
Cause he already pedigreed his son. That's strike one. So you got two more strikes.
Yep.
They don't, unless they fight at Roadblock.
He should have wanted his son to be more guard around Triple H.
What about you, Surfer? Team Raw or SmackDown?
I think it's going to be Team Raw. I don't think Triple H will get in this match in order for his team to lose.
All right. William Morgan.
Team Raw.
You're going with Team Raw.
Yeah. Since game.
Going with Team Raw. I find it. You know, I find it difficult that.
So I'm the only one going with Team SmackDown, huh?
Well, I don't know.
I like being an eye.
I went with SmackDown for most of the matches. So.
You pick AJ to beat Brock too?
Did I? I think I picked Brock. I may have picked AJ. I don't know anymore. I'm so out of it.
Brock is finna get on this roll. Here's the logic behind it. Brock has to keep on this roll because when he job out the booming at Mania, it got to mean something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's good to know that the German announcers are in attendance. So.
Oh, shout out to them Orientals that was there at War Games last night, Asuka and Funaki.
Yep.
Along with Finn Balor.
Yep.
Asuka and, or not Asuka. Funaki, of course, is there tonight. He'll be on the Japanese announce team. It'll be him and, I don't know who the other guy is. Boy.
In Double A, do you remember that episode where Kai and Tai first debuted and they beat up Taka Michinoku on Raw?
Vaguely, I remember. I mean, I remember the storyline.
You know Jim Ross called them Orientals when they jumped in there.
Listen, it's not a pejorative term. It's just not polite.
He was like the Oriental gentleman.
You could call items from Asia Oriental, but people are not Oriental.
I forgot the episode. It was in 1998, a little bit after WrestleMania. Talk got jumped. Oh my God! What is this? These Oriental gentlemen. I almost died, yo. Oh my God. I say I gotta even start bringing that phrase back and referring to everybody who's of Asian descent. Chinese, I don't give a damn. You're Oriental, damn it. I'm be like my president. Just lump everybody into one group, damn it. So, shout out to the Orientals. I'm pissed all the gender ain't on this pay per view.
Hold on, Tony. See, there, got it.
That's not for him. The referee did not see that low blow in mirror now with a TKO on Taka Michinoku. Yes.
Here's your winner, Marvelous Mark Mero.
Now Mero cannot be proud of how he won this.
Who's got that feedback? One more time. Hold on. Let me rewind it.
Three Oriental men are here.
There you go, Tony.
Oh my god. Oh, that's awesome. Oh. Oh. So there were three, if they were black, he said three African, three jiggaboo.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Three spades jumped in the ring.
Three boys.
1998, I think it was. Oh, man. Oh, woo.
That just came out of the crowd and attacking Tonka. Three Oriental men are here.
Oh, man. Anyways.
It just rolled off his tongue.
William Morgan, give your... So we all picked. We all said Raw, and Tony C said SmackDown. All right.
If he said three votes.
That's what he would be. He would have lost his job.
Oh, the Oriental better than Slope.
I guess so.
Oh, my God, yo.
Oriental wasn't meant to... Well, I don't know that for sure. I don't think it was meant to be a racial slur.
But it wasn't meant to be polite either. Anyways, tonight's competition for the WWE's the 2017 American Music Awards. So if anybody cares, that's on ABC. We'll be back here at the conclusion of the evening recapping everything that went down. And then, of course, we'll have a whole bunch of shows this coming week. Go ahead, Surfer. Hurry up, because we have 2 minutes.
I saw a clip from the first Music Awards where they had Donny Osmond and Michael Jackson up there talking on...
I know, with...
been a host or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Big Surf's going to be at AMAs, too.
Exactly. That's right. He's going to be a presenter.
Can I get it on the album?
I'm going to be watching the wrestling on one TV and the football game on another.
Oh, look at this. New Day and the Shield to open up the show. The curtain jerker. So with that said, for Tony C., for William Morgan, and Surfer IMAA, we'll be back here at hopefully 11 o'clock recapping everything.
I bet we not. 11:15.
6 matches. We don't need to. We're stretching 6 matches over the course of 4 hours. It's a little much.
You know what's going on? Last minute match.
No, I hope not. With that said, have a good night, everybody. Enjoy the Survivor Series.